When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through Queen. Hi, Brendan. First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Welcome to your late 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Your husband's trying to make an argument that 36 is not late 30s. It's still mid 30s.
I know. I love to like maybe now, like where I am at right now, I love to like think there's only early and late. There is no
right.
Mid, you know?
Right.
But those are like the things that we do to make ourselves feel better. But I know you're feeling good because you are fresh off of the Roni premiere party.
Yes.
Kind of like an early birthday party for you.
Yeah. So because I have to work tonight, I got to celebrate my birthday last night. It's actually a work thing too. So just working through the birthday.
Okay. Working.
Yeah. So I went to the Roni premiere to work the red carpet for work.
Walk the runway.
No. It was great. What do you want to know?
Okay. Did you interact with any of the girlies?
Yes. So I was camera person for the interviews with all the girlies and Andy. So that was like my first interaction. Ooh. And then when I got into the party, I went and got a drink and I walked up to meet my coworker and she was talking to Sai. Mm. And so Sai introduced herself to me.
Oh my God.
And I said, you're going to drag me for this.
Yeah.
I said, finally, like, thank you for representing Brooklyn.
Like the person that I had to fucking drag screaming, crying, like holding on to the
sidewalk. I wasn't crying.
No, you were like holding onto the sidewalk. And I like had to pull real hard to pull you into the borough.
I would argue
that you invented Brooklyn?
No, but I spend more time on these streets than you do. Walking these streets, greeting
which
the neighbors.
Streets?
The streets I'm always walking.
Well, what you're streets
in
am
your,
I on?
You're in your car.
Oh. Okay, but I'm driving. I'm going long distances. I'm going deep in Brooklyn.
Okay, but I'm going long distances on these legs. And I'm greeting the neighbors. I'm saying hello.
Oh, yeah. You and Jimbo love talking about like which coffee guy is hot.
Well, yeah, there's the hot French guy, and then there's a new guy with curly hair. But then I also like the guy at Bonnie's Grill, and then I also like the guy at Good Wine.
Okay. So Sai might know them, but she's up in Dumbo.
She's in Dumbo slash, like, when Bravo was putting out its, like, graphic where it doxed everyone,
she
said Boreham Hill, but I think she's Dumbo.
Oh, I think she said Dumbo, but she is Boreham Hill.
Okay.
Cause like
it looked like Boreham Hill, it didn't look like Dumbo.
Yeah. Cause like where she was on the map, I'm like, what? Where is that brownstone? Like there are not there's not brownstones in Dumbo.
Yeah. So she's like, she's throwing the girls for a loop. Yeah. Anyways, so I said that, and she was like, "Thank you." And then I was like, And I've seen a couple episodes at this point.
Oh, well, no, so, you need to properly...
Well, I don't want to ingrain too much of, like, my knowledge from the episodes ahead. I want to to report on the episodes as we watch them coming up.
Of course, but I think the listener needs to know that you have three episodes in that brain of yours.
Yes, and I will say it is very good.
Mm.
And I said to Sai, and I wasn't even lying when I said this. I was like, Roni was always my favorite,
but
new Roni doesn't, or makes me not miss the old girls.
Okay.
And I appreciate the old girls, love them, obviously.
We're going to be getting to the new old girls in a minute.
Exactly. Yeah. They brought so much into my life, obviously, but trust me or don't trust me, it's good.
So for those of us, including me, who have not seen the three episodes, you can see the first, quote unquote, 5 minutes, even though it's not the first 5 minutes.
It's not the first. It's
early.
It's the 5 minutes right after, like, they do like a little intro at the beginning of the episode to, like, the girls are being like, this is who you're going to meet. And then the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can watch those 5 minutes. Part of those 5 minutes are in size brownstone. I got to say.
Chic.
And I don't know if the girls are doing tours on BravoTV.com where we go for more information, but if they are not, they should be, because I want to see the homes.
This, I will say, compared to the older Roni homes, these homes are like aspirational.
I mean, we've talked about this specifically on the podcast in terms of, like, it's hard to look rich in New York City.
Yeah.
With a home.
Yeah.
Because, like, a rinky-dink home is expensive by itself.
Exactly.
In another city, in a big mansion, you're paying for a rinky-dink. No, you are. It's true.
Anyways, what else from this premiere party? So it was at the Rainbow Room. Oh. It was my first time at the Rainbow Room. Very high up.
Mm. I think I've been.
Tony Danza was there.
Promoting Jay Baza?
I don't know why he was there.
No, Jay Baza.
Yeah.
The
girlies were walking around. Oh, I interacted with, at the very end, I interacted with Erin and her husband, Abe. And I think I was the first fan to ever acknowledge Abe.
Okay, so it's like, for a husband to be acknowledged.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. I don't even know what any of these spouses look like.
Well, so I actually was like, because we only really got him on FaceTime in the episodes that I've seen.
Okay.
So they were walking out, me and my coworker waiting for our car. They were walking out, and I was like, "Are you Abe?" Oh. And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Nice."
Mm-mm. Well, nice.
Yeah.
Is everyone partnered except for Bryn? Does Jenna have a partner?
Jenna does, but she's keeping it private, and she talks about that.
Oh.
Uba's not.
Oh, Uba's not, okay.
Uba's not.
So half cast, okay.
Yeah. Uba's really funny in the show. Mm. I will say, they're all bringing something, and I will say they're all bringing something, like, I'm kind of surprised how, like, in it they get early.
Oh.
But.
Well, my comment was, for my 5 minutes, of course, is that it feels like we're starting episode one after filming for a little while.
Well, and I think the reason for that is the Lizzie of it all.
Yeah.
They had been filming with Lizzie.
For like a month, probably.
Yeah, so, but I think the way it sussed out actually benefited the show.
Oh.
Because we're like in it, and we're going.
I think that matches what worked on Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Where it felt like this had been going for a while.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't want to talk about the actual show too much because like next week we will get into the premiere.
We're going to get into it. Baby.
And it's going to be exciting. But the premiere event was fun. There were past hors d'oeuvres. It lasted longer than I was expecting.
You're partying, baby.
So for your birthday. I didn't get home till like midnight.
Meet me at midnight.
I know. I said that to the window in my apartment. Meet me at midnight.
Oh my God. The window to the world? That's so we know, like, cursed. In case you didn't know, I think I've said it a few times. Brendan's home is the window to the world.
Yes. And we're naming friends' apartments. That's like what we do. We name our friends' apartments. Yeah.
Very Cherry Grove. Yes. Like,
yes, very Cherry Grove.
Listen to Finding Fire Island. I swear to God, you better be doing it.
Episode three dropped today.
Okay. What else is going on?
Speaking of Cherry Grove, speaking of a summer house.
To Martha.
Summer house, Martha's Vineyard, finally got picked up for season two.
I mean, I think we were talking about it last week.
Yeah.
We were like, it's now or never, baby, right?
Yeah.
And then, okay, wait. It was great. This has been like a week of Martha. So announced. And then I'm happy. I'm tweeting.
You're still tweeting. You're not threading.
I'm threading, but like I need a little focus on threading. I don't want to see. I'm getting like a chicken nugget thread on. Like, I think
the
his
girl
name
from
is,
Fifth Harmony.
No, I think her. No, I think the account's name is Nugget, and I'm like, I don't know who you are.
Maybe I should follow Nugget.
Nugget. I want to follow. I want to see who my girls. I don't want to see Nugget.
Oh, my girl. One and two. Great films.
Great films. Okay. What was I saying? Okay. So I'm tweeting about Martha. And I say, do Jasmine and Silas dare? Do they dare?
Do they dare? How dare you?
And one of them does not dare.
So Silas is being redeployed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jasmine posted like a group photo. Silas in uniform, Jason, who was like not that close to them in the photo.
Sometimes you're just standing near somebody.
Sometimes you're just standing near someone. Other cast, I can't remember, like the Jason of it threw me off the most.
Yeah.
But there's other cast members in the photo. Bria maybe is in the photo.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like we're not seeing Silas. Are we getting Hot Girl Summer Jasmine?
I wonder.
I do think it will be interesting for her to come back and to unpack. If you know what I'm saying.
Like unpack her thoughts about what happened last season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like where we've been since then.
Yeah. It's been a year. A lot can happen in a year.
And A lot can happen while we're watching,
mm-hmm.
while we're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We need eyes and ears on Martha's Vineyard now more than ever. I know we put the call out like a couple episodes ago.
But now we truly need it.
We need boots on the ground, please. If you spend time in Martha's Vineyard, please go.
Keep an eye out.
I need to call that guy from college.
Oh my God. Yeah, we talked about that last week. Yeah. Okay. So excited for them to be back. Wow. But we do have Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We have Crappy Lake.
Mm-hmm.
We have Orange County.
Yes.
It feels like a light load this week.
I mean, we were taking six loads just a few weeks ago.
Not six loads. Okay. Let's do Atlanta. Leading up to midseason. We'll talk about midseason at the end.
Yes. Shocking.
Okay. Sheree, as we know from weeks ago, does not want to have surgery. For her fibroids, so we're gonna do some acupuncture.
It's giving Shannon Bador and Dr. Moon.
It's giving crystals in the floorboards.
Yes, in the floorboards.
But not only we're gonna do acupuncture, the reason we're going to Portugal is for healing. We're not looking for our O'Toole's in Portugal.
We're going to heal. Okay? We'll get to Miss Megan O'Toole later.
we sure will. We got Marlo still talking about her date. Is this something present day? Do we have eyes and ears on that?
I don't have my eyes or ears on that. Yeah. Though I do follow her. The funny quote about like the acid reflux that's been going around.
What's the quote?
It's like, the date went well, the acid reflux went well,
Yeah. She had it under check for the date. Okay, Mommy Nation is hosting a fundraiser. And it's kind of crazy watching that, like, this and, like, other housewives cities, like, it seems like someone's always getting COVID. We're like this, we're like, that has not been a reality in our lives for a while.
Yeah. I still don't think I've gotten COVID.
I know you might be like, like patient, like there's patient zero. You're like patient, like 1 million. Like, you're
no, like, there's like, how many people are in the, there's like billions, billions? Of okay, people. Okay,
you're
in
patient
the world.
Billion. Like, you're going to be the last one. Okay. So auctioneer has COVID. So we call up Kenya to be the auctioneer.
Can we land on what this organization is?
Mommy Nation?
Is it like Monique's Not for Lazy Moms?
It feels like a hop skip from Monique.
So are we just like being moms?
Well, we're a nation of moms.
But like, we're a nation, just like, what are we doing?
So I actually don't know, like, is it
501c3?
Is it a podcast? Is it a website? Is it a 501c?
But like, we're raising money for it.
Well, so I think like, you can be the prior things and then host a fundraiser for another. I don't think they're hosting a fundraiser for themselves. I think it sounded like she was talking about like housing for like single moms struggling with like housing.
Okay.
Right? Wasn't that? Didn't sound like they were talking about that a lot. Like, like this will cover like this many months rent or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, the auctioneer has COVID, so we're going to ask Kenya, who, like, she's had, like, sort of a tenuous relationship with.
Yeah, but, like, the best thing you can do when making up with a friend is ask them to host the live auction.
Sure. Okay, so then Kenya is doing, to make up for missing the halftime show, which was not a COVID, but, like, COVID, felt COVID adjacent, we're now doing a commercial instead.
It feels very season 3 of Drag Race, the like infomercial PSAs they do for America.
Yeah. Just like a person in front of a green screen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that man comes.
Roy.
ROI, I think.
Like literally return on investment. Yes. But this is Kenya's return on investment.
God, whenever people bring up ROI, I'm like, that term was invented last year. Like, no way people have been talking about this.
No, we've been talking.
Oh, yeah, because you're in like a space, a serious space.
You're like your space, you're like not looking for like a return. You're like, we don't want a return. Oh, yeah. Okay. This episode, I think a lot of people were talking about last week. Drew and the older sister. And I don't think last week I was paying close enough attention. I was like fresh off of P-Town, like didn't want to really engage. No. It like aired before we went to P-Town. I'm like catching up, like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the conversation about Drew and her elder sister, her 20-year older sister.
It's getting weird. Should we talk about the theories?
I don't think we need to talk about the theories, but like,
there's theories.
But there's theories out there. And
we've heard these theories before with other famous siblings as well, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then this week with Drew and the older sister, maybe I missed it last week, that she has been to psychiatric facilities multiple times.
Yeah. I feel like last episode,
Did we touch on that?
I thought last episode we kind of like got the impression that she was like doing really well in her career, yada, yada, yada. Then just something flipped. So like this news kind of felt new to me as well.
I think I was more focused on like Ralph and her last episode.
Yeah.
And they're
like, well, Ralph going to sleep.
But not, but also like Ralph banning her from the home.
Yeah.
Having a bad relationship with her. Like, I was more Ralph focused last episode. And now I'm seeing more to the story.
Yes.
And then I'm also wondering, like, should we be bringing this on to Atlanta? I don't think we should, to quote Lisa Barlow.
And, I mean, with Drew, I think it's not going to be the focus going forward, which might be for the best. I mean, she's going to have a ton of other shit going on.
It's almost like she was, like, trying to restart her potatoes to, like, put something. And little did she know, like, she had something else to work with.
Yes.
This is a tough season.
Yeah, and that specifically is one of those things that it's like, it is like, there is a moral dilemma of like, what are you showing on this show? Is it healthy to be showing this particular thing on the show? Is it good for the person that you're talking about for this to be on the show? Like, what's gonna happen here, you know?
Yeah.
Especially like, if this person's on social media or something, like that can't be great.
And like, the really sick people online.
Yeah.
Chattering.
Exactly.
Recklessly.
Yeah.
Reckless. Okay.
People on podcasts.
No, we're not reckless.
We can keep that out.
We're good. All right, let's talk about Roa Legacy.
So this really did feel like an attempt to start something. And then I also got confused when Sheree was talking about a girls' trip. I was like, are these girls coming with us to Portugal?
Well, it almost felt like, are we like pitching a Rugged
here? It felt like a pitch for Rugged Roa Legacy.
Okay, so I think I've made this known with this season, but I'm not watching live on Sundays right now. I'm not. Partially because like I'm not like chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
Like, There are previous shows that have aired on Sunday nights where I'm like,
you're chomping.
Like the meat is like ready for me to bite into.
Oh my God.
And like this, I'm like, I actually rather save it so that it's fresher in my mind.
Sure.
Because if I don't care that much, at least it will be fresh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like people were talking about the Roa Legacy moment as it aired. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see this. Did Deshaun speak?
No.
so like, and like, she didn't speak. And like,
Sheree was like the entire time.
She was like matriarch.
But she was also like pretending like she gets together with them all the time. And it was clear by like the things that they were saying to each other. Like, Kim didn't know that Sheree was a grandma.
Yeah. No, but okay. So what I was going to get to was Lisa had like a weird, like kinetic energy to her where she was like lip syncing for her life a little bit.
But she did that last season too. Remember? Yeah. In Sheree's basement.
And it's not what we're looking for.
I know. It's like, Lisa, I don't think they're gonna come back to you.
Like, tone it down a little bit.
Yeah. It's, someone was making a good point, like comparing like these women trying to establish themselves as the OGs. Like, yes, they were some of the first there with NeNe, obviously.
But it's not the OG. Like,
but it's like the true heart and soul of Atlanta, I would say.
Yeah. Go.
NeNe.
Yep.
Candy.
Yep.
Cynthia.
Yep.
Portia.
Yep.
Kenya.
Yep. Keep going.
Who else?
Phaedra.
Well, yeah.
You can't, listen, I know bad things happen, but she was the fucking show. She was the show.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the group. And like, Kim, I'm sorry, but like,
she walked out of that group.
Stop pretending that you're going to go on a trip with these people. You never went on a trip before.
Yeah.
I know that you need a coin now. Also, it's like interesting watching you like talk about your successful 11-year marriage given all the news.
Well, the news as of today, the divorce is off.
They're back together. But it's like, it's actually really sick and dark. Did you see there's like body cam footage from a cop who came to their house and like Kim's like talking about how scared she is of Croy? It exists online.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like that. Okay. That's Roa Legacy. Let's go to Mommy Nation fundraiser, which, once again, The Sonya I'm most interested is this family shit.
Exactly.
With, like, did she call the sister that morning and tell her to come do her hair?
Probably.
After telling her, like, you are invited to this event.
It's crazy.
You seemingly told me within the past, like, 12 hours.
Yeah. Toxic family relationships. Mm.
The toxic family train.
Stop.
Okay.
We're in the daytime for this event, right?
Well, if you were paying attention to Candy's assistant, we have Speak on It at 9, and we have Mommy Nation Fundraiser at 10:45.
Okay.
I think it's crazy that that might actually be the correct time. Oh,
that's sick.
It's not written down in my notes, just like in my schedule.
Yeah. I know that, like, luncheons and, like, daytime charity events are a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would argue.
Oh.
Charity events should be at night.
Okay.
Just to be, like, the lighting's better. To be in that space would make it a little chicer at night.
Yes. I am a big proponent of a brunch, though.
But, like, ladies who lunch and, like, that kind of thing. Yeah, and, like, the ladies who lunch are usually ladies who go to lunch.
It's very Ladybug Foundation.
Oh, Dina Manzo.
Dina Manzo. Right?
What's her last name?
Dina Canton.
Dina Canton, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
Patricia Arquette, that's who she looks like now.
Okay, so we have a new letter to add to the EGOT. It's actually now the MEGOT. Cause if you don't got a mommy, you're nothing. Calling in the mommies. I actually was screaming.
It is actually very 2023 now that, like, like, gay people are very into calling people mother.
Mm. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, wait. There was... Did you see the clip I, like, retweeted or something? Of, like, it's an old clip of Megan King Edmonds.
You texted it to me directly.
Oh, it was that important. We're like, I think she's probably talking about, like... She's probably talking about Vicky, where she's like, I'm a mother. And then Megan says, we're all mothers in this room. We're all mothers. It's just, like, so prescient. Like, did she know that we were going to all be talking about mothers?
She knew, and that's why they put her on Walt Robbins Live this week.
More on that later.
We should get somebody to cut that high quality. I know you're looking for HD of that.
No, I need HD. Yeah.
You know, this is so stupid, but when I posted that Mama Elsa clip from... Like, when I was like, I'm the only one left in my P-Town house, I originally had posted a really bad quality of it.
Oh, okay. And then, HD, yeah.
And then Ben Pollock.
Oh, my king.
Slid into my DMs and was like, I can give you the full quality version. So maybe you can provide that.
That is
for
a king
you.
Of kings. The owner of House of Title Cards.
Yeah. Just updated with the new Roni.
What? Just updated. Wow. Okay. I think that's it for Roa. Mm-hmm.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's. Ooh. Krabby Lake.
Wow.
I think this is going to be more of a broad stroke.
Yeah.
A broad stroke, right?
Yeah. I have a stroke. Good.
Good. For those at home, Brendan like waved his hand like a like he's painting like on a canvas. I went in with low expectations.
Okay.
And I gotta say, both principals, as we say in the biz.
In the biz.
Lou and Sohn are doing amazing work.
But
I gotta give it to one. Luann.
Yeah.
Luann is... I didn't even know she had this in her, really. To be carrying the show...
Yeah.
On her back.
Yeah.
While looking better than ever. And we've said, Lou, you're looking great, right? We say, Lou, you're looking great all the time.
He's about to launch into the second monologue I've heard today of him talking about how good Lou looks. When he was cooking me chowder earlier, he
did his first monologue. Well, I'm like chopping the ginger, chopping the leeks.
He's explaining to a straight man who has no idea who this woman is.
No. He needs to know, though. And after watching Crabby Lake, I didn't even do it like while sitting down. Maybe did it the next day. Googled Luann de Lesseps age. 58 years old. Looking so fresh. Fresh as a daisy, one might say.
As a daisy.
I'm just like, but not only that, but like she knew the temperature to come in at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like coming off the plane, complaining about the air conditioning in the car.
Like thinking like that the people at the airport are protesters. Which, I mean, like, I'll give Luann credit. I think that was like an actual comedy bit she was doing.
But like, sold it.
Yeah, exactly.
Delivered. And I'm also thinking Sohn is doing great work too.
You need the more unraveled one with the more together one.
So Sohn, I'm loving the disarray of the hotel versus like Lou's workout studio. Lou changing the duvet cover.
Yeah.
The pillow covers. Beautiful work.
She apparently took over a shed to put all her clothes in.
Oh my God. She's doing amazing work. Versus like Sonia's like chaos. I'm loving that too.
She has a watermelon.
And then Sonia like driving the little car, the 3-point turn. That was funny. And you know what? I'm probably going to give a little bit to the editors because I'm sure they probably gave more annoying like taglines and sayings that maybe were edited out.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Because we're not like, that's not being shoved down our throat.
We're not saying smoky eye updo stop.
I was so worried that like these two episodes were just going to be like,
Chic c'est la vie.
Chic c'est like, girl code, da da da, like
Giovanni.
Giovanni, like stop heckling the Giovanni. I thought it was going to be like that for an hour.
Yeah.
And I would hate it. And it was not. Like, Lou pulling up the fucking catfish from the ground.
Yeah.
Like a champion. I was like cheering from the couch. I do worry with Sohn a little bit. We're teetering towards like the dark side.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, like, she has, I think when she's filming, she leans into something that she thinks is, like, working. Like,
yeah.
The, like, extra drinking. Like, we saw it on Watch Happens Live, yeah. Especially. It's like, she leans into that a little too hard because she thinks it's funny.
It's or not.
She
thinks it's entertaining. You're funny. You're good. You're so good.
Her and Dorinda both do that.
Yeah.
I found.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, so far, so good. I mean, the ratings weren't, like, stellar, but they were, like
fine.
Summer House level.
Yeah, sure. Only paying two people.
Yeah, and I'm sure this show is pretty easy to, or, like, cheap to film in general. Yeah. And, like, I would love to see them do, like, a Luann and Sonia, like, next location.
It's very interesting that the branding was not, like, Roni. Crappy Lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's Luann and Sonia, Crappy Lake.
Yeah.
So like Luann and Sonia, something else.
Yeah. The only thing is like everyone's calling it Crappy Lake, so it's like it's not getting the Luann and Sonia branding as much.
Yeah, sure.
So they have a branding issue on them, but maybe there's Crappy Lakes in other places.
You can go to so many lakes. I'm loving it. I can't believe I'm going to be watching Roa,
Roni, Crappy.
Watch Diamonds Live?
Yeah.
Because probably going to have someone from one of those shows.
I mean...
Jenna?
It'll probably be like Jenna and Bryn or something.
Wow.
Bryn. More on her later.
Bryn is starting in the sky. Okay. Shall we get to Orange County?
Yes, we shall.
And we're picking up with DeBro mentoring Gina in the tractor.
I want to be mentored by DeBro.
No, in the tractor. Know you do. Yeah, we know you do. I don't think Gina does, though.
I will say, and I know this is a Heather DeBro stan jumping out, but I will say Heather is having a really strong season as far as being a big catalyst for a lot of what's happening.
Yeah. So it's weird because like DeBro is like the rare case of a housewife where like you can succeed
in business
having no friends.
I've been doing it half my life.
She has no, she has not a friend. Right?
I know. The thing is, like, I wonder if a fatal mistake was the thing, like, was blowing the load a little too early on, like, the thing with Tamara and Shannon and, like, naming it out loud in front of the group. Because we were doing a little dance with the three of them where it was obvious the directions things were going, but Heather was still in the mix. And I feel like that is going to lead directly to them teaming up against her, and then I think Gina's gonna maybe try to be in with the blondies.
Heather's gonna be in it. Gina's gonna be with the Tres Amigas. Didn't we suss it out that it is Tres Amigas plus Taylor plus Jen? But like Jen, I don't know where Jen lands.
I don't. Well, I mean, like,
For
at least short term, I think Gina might, maybe she won't align directly with the Tres Amigas, but like it'll be a lot of people versus Heather the next little bit.
If Heather was smart.
Which I think she's smart in some ways.
She would have just like aligned with, she would have dropped that like stupid Gina, like you weren't friends with me this past 6 months. She would have just like, all right, we're filming, we're friends.
Yeah, but I mean, like, also, she's creating conflict in interesting ways, too.
Oh, so it's course, like, of course. I'm just, like, wondering the strategy, not...
I know. And I always have this thing in the back of my brain where I'm like, we could lose her at any minute.
Well, this whole L.A. move.
I know, but... Who knows?
We still have... we're going to wrap. Reunion's going to be, like, October.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think the show is actually at its very strongest.
Oh.
When it has, I think the three key players are Shannon Bedore.
Yeah.
Keyest. Heather DeBro and Tamara Barney.
Three great players. Yes. Yeah. The show's great right now.
Yeah. I just worry.
I don't think we have been this elated in years. Yeah. The 4 weeks, 20 days ago, buying pot was kind of funny.
Yes. And we're like buying with hundreds.
We're buying with hundreds.
Also, how far have we come since Beverly Hills Amsterdam when Kyle Richards, of all people, was so scandalized by the like thought of eating moon cake?
She was scandalized.
And now Heather DeBro is lighting joints on camera.
In the fire pit, yeah. Okay, so are you going to go... I'm actually very curious to hear this answer. Are you going to go fly fishing or are you going to whitewater rafting?
Rafting.
I would have guessed the opposite.
I grew up on rafts.
Oh.
No, not like whitewater rafting, but every summer we would...
Like Huckleberry Finn?
It was called... No, we had this river called the Chattahoochee. Mm. It gets hotter than a Hoochie Coochie. There's a song by Alan Jackson. Oh. And we would always, quote unquote, shoot the hooch. So we would rent a raft and go down the river, like with my dad.
Oh, wow.
We did it like all the time. And then the most recent time I did it, we did tubes.
Okay.
But yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
It's not as like intense as what they were doing, but I would try.
Yeah.
What would you do?
So, what would I do? I would actually be happy with either one. Like I
don't need to fly fish.
So like, I'd be like, what am I catching? Like, can I cook it?
The only kind of fishing I would want to do is like deep sea fishing. Like on a boat.
When they pull up the big monsters?
Well, not like the big monsters, but like you can go out on a boat. You can rent a boat some places and go fish. Like I'm sure it's available in like P-Town. Like if we were interested in that.
Oh, we should have done that.
But it's like the same experience of us going out on the boat, except you're fishing.
Could you imagine if we had caught something and I like cooked it for this family?
Oh, we would all get sick. I'm just kidding.
Have I ever? I don't make you sick.
I'm just kidding. Dan just cooked a great cod chowder for my birthday. Oh my God. It was beautiful.
Brendan's cod chowder.
Yes. Molly Baz's cod chowder. Molly Baz's cod
chowder. Okay. So I brought this up because I want to say normally during antic trip moments, I'm like Vicky Gumbleson. But actually, both, I was laughing and crying.
Yeah. It's interesting. Some of these trips these days were very much separating the group instead of keeping us all together.
No, I think that's good, actually, though.
No, I think it's good. But like back in the day, I mean, we've been whitewater rafting on OC before, sure. And we were all whitewater rafting.
Okay. All together.
Yeah. Yeah. But like we have balls out.
Gay dog.
Yeah. Someone described him as like purple.
I think that was Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm loving the activities. Okay. The Pit and the Peak, as nominated by Gina.
Okay. Because
that's what she does with her family.
So, I feel like, as a nation, this came in a big way into our lives through the Obamas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Kardashians.
The other first family. But like, I mean, like, obviously it's like Rose and Thorn or Pit and Peak. Yeah, yeah. After
or like Once You're Queen for the Week.
Yes. I don't like the, I mean, I like it for drama's sake, but like, I would never do this. Like, for example, like at the end of like a group trip we took together.
I think you could do it.
Okay.
But you,
Pit and Peak of P-Town.
But you have to like, you have to be like socially
aware.
Not say like my pit was like you like farting in the bathroom or something. Like it's like, oh, like it sucked when it was rainy on Tuesday. Like that's what you say. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the peak is like the friendships that we made along the way.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. But Dubrow, what a dummy. What a dummy.
Her pit is the feeling.
The feeling.
That she got when Tamara. And the way she like, the way she set it up, the editors did a lot of work to help her. But like the way she set it up was confusing. It was like, when we started being friends 8 years ago, me and Tamara were in a bad place. So to see the two of you like making up or becoming closer on this trip when I was in a good place with Tamara like throws me off. And then they cut to like a package of like every moment where like Heather like was left out, which was, I mean, like she must have handed like the editors like a thousand. Yeah.
But all, like the flashbacks like are nothing that ever stuck with me. Like none of these are important moments.
It's like Tamara and Shannon doing a shot when Heather's like across the room and like stuff like that.
Well, I'm talking about like the past moment, like not on this trip, like the 8 years ago moment.
Yeah.
I was like, is any of this important, really?
It was like a moment from that weird dinner party Shannon had at her old house.
So it's easy for us to fall into the pit, but I think some attention needs to be spent on DeBro's peak.
Oh, yeah.
Which was shoveling shit made me realize
it's the world we live in.
That everyone has a role to play in this world, and some people need to shovel shit, and that's not me. Like, and God bless those of you who are the ones who had Gina, and Gina's like, I'm one of the ones shoveling shit. Oh my God. DeBro. But like, she is the rare one that can like, can slither by.
She's, in a way, the perfect housewife.
She really is.
Because she's both delusional in that sense. But then you do get moments of like real heart with her. Yeah, yeah. Like her family scenes, exactly, which people always talk about. But it's like, oh, it's really obvious she's like a really good mom and really caring. But then like she's also can be so delusional around her friends.
So we've done the housewives ranking. I feel like Heather's stock is going up.
Yeah.
And like that's something to think about.
That is something to think about.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back home. Because we've got Vina CBD offices to open. And I wonder if Tamara's saying I am BD because it's CBD.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
I wonder.
That business apparently does really well.
How?
I don't know, but I mean, Jeff Lewis promotes it every day. He talks about it like all the time.
Like it's a household name? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, it is for me because I listen to Jeff Lewis live.
Like, okay. I guess my comparison point is it more successful than Leverboy?
I don't know.
I need to get numbers.
I think like a lot of people use CBD on the regular, like every single day. It's like a part of a lot of people's like daily lives.
Okay. Not to turn this to a Loverboy conversation, but like I just want to quickly.
You've already twice turned it into a Loverboy conversation.
I want to quickly point out that Kyle was at like Walmart headquarters.
Yeah.
Taking meetings. And I feel
Does that give you a bone?
It kind of gives me a.
Have you ever lived in a place where there's a Walmart?
No, but like for Kyle.
Yeah.
Like this
it gives
is,
you a bone.
I think this is like, I think he is going to make Bethany money.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
And like, listen, Bethany was a hard worker, a ball buster, but like Kyle's been like working his ass off for years, right? Like for years. Whereas like the Bethany thing happened so fast. Didn't the Bethany thing happen so fast?
It happened in like the span in of like 2 years. Yeah.
Whereas like Kyle's been pushing this shit for like 5 years at this point.
Yeah.
I'm just like so proud of my boy.
Please clap for the straight cis white
man. Oh my God. Please. Okay. Emily naming Yolanda and Gigi.
That was sick.
It was actually maybe Emily's most iconic moment.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear more most iconic moments, tune into the Come Through Queen Patreon bonus episode this week. 15 Housewives, Vicky, Teresa, Danielle Staub.
Carrie Duber. Crystal.
Crystal Kungbinkov. There's 15 gals there for you to tune into. But could this be Emily's most iconic moment? Naming?
Maybe. Gigi. I mean, this Annabelle Momager moment.
Momager.
Is wild. Also, like, I wonder, what's the market for models down NOC?
I mean, it's very much like meeting the moment with Charlotte and Rock. And Shane and Harry.
which I talked about in the pre-show, if we want to promo that.
Let's promo that too. Why not? Actually, the pre-show is like a meaty 20 minutes. So you got like...
It's a meaty tuck, yeah.
You got like almost an hour worth of Patreon content this week.
Wow.
Wow. Subscribe. Okay, so but then we learn this like this folk story of like a new Tres Amigas.
Oh, with another Heather.
Of Tamara, Heather, Jen.
And that fell apart.
What, like, there was something wrong with Heather in the mix. What was wrong with her?
Well, she was the one who was, like, spreading the gossip.
You gotta cut that snake off.
But I think that Heather is still friends with Tam.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw her.
We will see her. Tamara confirmed.
Oh.
Oh, I probably learned that on Two Teas in a Pod.
If you're not listening to Two Teas, you're only going to have the story.
If you are listening to Two Teas, I'm sorry for your ears.
Oh, the audio?
Oh.
Ooh, God. Hire us. We'll
it sounds like him. Come Through Queen 2016.
Season one. What season are we on?
Do we have seasons? Seasons of Love. 525,000.
Love. Wow. Okay, so question from the audience. Dan from Brooklyn. Is what Ryan is saying that he sent his dick pic to the whole address book?
I thought that he had Heather on his Snapchat. The story was, and I might have learned this more clearly on Two T's in a Pod.
Well... I only got half the story.
The story was that he had Heather on his Snapchat, and apparently he was on a plane with Jen going somewhere, and he sent a photo of his flaccid dick, intending it to go to Jen on Snapchat, being like, miss you, or do you miss this? Like,
from
this?
The bathroom?
I guess, or maybe something that he had in his camera roll. Mm-mm. Like, do you miss this? And his point in the conversation that they had, him and Jen, was, why would I send Heather a photo that said, do you miss this? Mm-mm-mm. If she had never seen it before.
But, like, from what we know, he's the community dick.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's seen it.
Also, like, it... With that face, it must be a good dick. Because, like, what?
No, he's not ugly.
But it's not like... He's not Evan Goldschneider. He's not even Ryan from last season.
Evan Goldschneider isn't a faccia bella.
I know, but, like, he's got something.
It's more of a body bella.
Yeah, body bella. Body bella.
That's not a faccia bella.
Yeah.
Come on.
Who's got the actual facciest bella? Belliest facha.
Who is the belliest facha? Let me think.
Like
of a house husband.
Is it Bravo?
So it's not Bravo. We're limiting to house husband.
House husband, because obviously, like
the kids,
there's a lot of belly fachas.
But you gotta think about like Kyle Cook is older than some husbands.
Stop bringing him up.
No, but he's older than some of the husbands.
Stop. I mean, if we're doing all of Bravo, I would say I would go first. Family Karma. All those Bellas are facha. And wait, no, all those. I don't all know what I'm saying.
All those fachas.
Every one of those faces.
I know you have a bone for. Oh my God, what's the king's name? The one that got married.
Yeah.
Not the gay one. You have the biggest bone for him, and I can't. I don't know why or how or when or where. And then we will finish Family Karma season 3.
Yeah, we just...
Mark my words.
We will soon, yeah.
But it's a longer season.
But also, like, I'm trying to savor it because...
We may never get any more.
Yeah.
You'll okay. never see me again.
Wait, so we know. We have to answer the question that you posed.
Yeah, so what husband... David Bedore. Just kidding.
No, crazy eyes.
Apollo.
Apollo is up there. I would say Apollo, Mario.
Oh, Mario. Mario Singer. I think I would have to agree.
It's a good face.
A great face. Great body, too.
Yeah.
And probably great ding-a-ling.
Oh! Swinging that ding-a-ling. Wow. Okay, let's wrap up OC just with Gina and Travis.
He didn't make the ranking.
Is that a... That's not a Bella. A person.
No, he's cute. He's cute.
A faccia non grata.
No, he's cute. I would say he's
no,
cute.
No, he's cute. He's cute. He's cute. He's cute. Good heart.
Great heart. Beautiful heart.
No, I mean, he is, as Gina said on Watch Times Live, she didn't say this, but like, he's a very normal, good-hearted, level-headed person. Right?
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Let's talk about Watch Times Live real quick. Gina, Megan King, and then did you see Andy almost slip with the Edmonds?
Yes, and then
Detective
asked,
Edmonds.
But then asked about Cuff Biden.
And then asked about Cuff Biden.
And we learned that POTUS and FLOTUS gave Megan King and Cuffy a big crystal bowl with the presidential seal that she got to keep in the divorce.
She cuffed it. I mean, there.
Cuff It by Beyonce was written by Cuff Biden. Or no, written about Cuff Biden.
It was written about Megan's marriage to Cuff Biden. I gotta say, there's a lot of juice left in that orange. She's ready.
But she lives in St. Louis.
That never stopped anyone. Like, half the cast of Family Karma did not live in Miami.
I know.
Please.
Oh, bring it back. I miss them.
I know, but a lesson learned. Megan, she's making the case. She's there with Gina. We're two sisters. Megan making the case that she still talks to Kelly Dodd was like a...
No, but she's like, we're talking right now, but we like are on and off.
On and off, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had a like friend that you're like on and off with? I don't think I have.
I mean, listen, I'm not on and off, but like, I think there are friends where it's like, we maybe reconnect.
Yeah.
After a long time.
Yeah, I mean, COVID for me...
You unconnected.
No.
Oh, you reconnected.
Everyone was reconnecting.
No, weren't you like doing like fucking script reads?
Yeah. Really reconnected with a lot of high school friends. Reconnected with a lot of college friends.
All right.
Just reconnecting.
No, but you're reconnecting and then you're replacing.
Oh, I am replacing. You're replacing.
Okay, let's wrap this up. We have a freak of the week. We have a one true queen.
Yeah, so... Dan, who is our freak?
Okay. Being a person of 5 minutes of Roni reboot watching knowledge.
Yeah.
I gotta say it's the Roni haters.
Yeah, and being someone of how many minutes? What's 42 times 3?
42.
12 something.
12. 12.
126
minutes of Roni reboot knowledge.
Yeah, the new Roni haters are, I'm sorry, you're dumb. Just embrace the newness. You're going to get the old girlies. You get the old girlies on Crappy Lake, then you're going to get a whole another season with the old girlies. They're probably going to be back in our lives in some capacity. Yeah. So you're not... Just embrace the newness. It's fresh. It's
best
good.
Of both worlds.
It's really, really good, and the pacing is perfect. It's great. I love them.
Yeah. I'm very excited to recap episode one next week.
Yes. Bryn. I love her.
Star. The brightest star in the sky?
I think the brightest. She's up there with, what's the one that Peter Pan goes to?
Oh, the sun?
No, Peter Pan doesn't fly into the sun.
Icarus? And then he dies?
Yes. We should all fly into the sun and die.
Let's go fly into Bryn. And can't wait to talk about that next week.
Yes.
I think a very obvious one true queen would be, one, Lisa Vanderpump. Now, I don't know that I've seen a publication like officially report this, but I'm going to make an assumption. If you are an executive producer of a show that is nominated for Best Show Emmy.
Best in show?
Best in show. You're getting that Emmy. And that would be Best Unstructured Reality Television Program.
Nominee.
Vanderpump Rules.
Nominated against Untucked.
Which... I like you know, like there's like 4-year consideration campaigns. I'm like, stop considering. I hate Untucked.
Okay, let's focus on Vanderpump Rules though.
But can I quickly say Untucked? So like Untucked was a great show, and this was back when it was like they were not trying to get Emmys.
When we were in the Gold Room.
When we were in the Interior Illusions Lounge. Yeah. And Emmy wasn't even dreamt of back then. Yeah. We were just trying to make television. But now that we're trying to like get a reality television competition Emmy, and then we're just like, let's double dip and do an unstructured? No. It's actually better when the show is all combined into one beautifully packaged program, and we're not trying to like game the system.
Exactly. So back to Vanderpump Rules.
Back to Vanderpump Rules.
A fun thing about this news is that the Emmy nominees came out on Lisa Rinna's birthday.
Oh my God. Really, they stuck it to her.
And when you think about it, Lisa Rinna, Erika Jayne, and Teddy Mellencamp, all cancers like me.
Oh,
what does that say?
Makes you feel sick.
Yeah.
I mean, we were 4-year considerationing before this came up, and I'm glad that our campaign worked.
I believe it was November 2016 when I wrote a piece for Vanity Fair. The first sentence was Vanderpump Rules is the best show on television. So
maybe they'll show that in the clip.
They're gonna show it. They're gonna
show the byline.
That article came out the day before Donald Trump was elected president.
That was your downfall. Yeah. That, like, you were like about to become like a critique.
Yeah.
And then Trump was elected.
And if you think about it, what does Vanderpump rhyme with? Trump.
Vander Trump.
I think we've had enough.
There's been enough drama tonight. Wow. What a week. I think we did a slight promo earlier, but Patreon, you're eating good this week.
We didn't do a slight promo. We like derailed the show for like 5 minutes.
I mean, I do that every week. Yeah. We got to keep the lights on.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
I need that Zell to hit.
That Zell's not going to hit without your help. Well, we got a pre-show, Emmy nominations in the pre-show, and just like that in the pre-show, Brendan's Bear Binge in the pre-show, Glamorous in the pre-show.
Yeah.
We got a bonus episode, 15 Iconic Housewives. I'm trying to think of other ones that we didn't. Ziggy Flicker, of course. We gotta talk about her music.
We have to talk about Ziggy Flicker.
Diana Jenkins, oh my God, another legend.
Shut the fuck up.
We're talking about legends.
Can we end?
Okay, let's end. So, as usual, like, comment, subscribe, heart share, rethread.
Love us, please rethread.
We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.